Hey everybody, welcome another segment to Tony's show, and today, oh boy, I gotta tell you, when you watch Star Trek and you watch the Klingons say, today is a good day to die. You know, if we had that attitude, we'd move mountains. We'd move mountains. I'm not saying we should be in such a somber concept. If you're a believer in the living God, then you know today is a good day to die. And I'm not trying to be a zealous zealot, or whatever, but I saw a poster. I put it on my Wimkin, and it reminded me, and I'm talking out to Canada mostly, but this applies to every country in the world. You know, when you get caught up in the politics of bullshit, the politics of left and right, the politics of liberal and conservative and NDP, which is basically, NDP means no damn party. It's really what it means. It means fuck all, nothing. So it's a party that was put there just to create more stupidity. Another division in the Canadian psyche. And we need to really realize, and the poster said it correctly. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. The day we realize that it's not liberal against conservative, Democrat against Republican, whatever else is out there, but it's against the United Nations. The United Nations have taken our government officials and turned them into dog food. Turned them into dog shit, if you ask me, but dog food for just being polite. And has turned their brains into a marshmallow and has led them down this garden path. We have the most gutless, ballless politicians that ever walked the planet. That they're so easily coerced by the likes of Bill Gates, Soros, and the rest because they've given them a little bit of money. It should have been like the Prime Minister of that one country over there who refused a $1 million bribe. But instead, as I stated before, we've got nothing but a bunch of whorehouses in Parliament. Parliamentarian whores that are running this country. Parliamentarian pedophiles that are running this country. That are willing to sacrifice every man, woman, and child. And I didn't say human. I said every man, woman, and child in this country just so they can line their effing pockets. It's a disgrace. These are not men and women. I wouldn't even call them prostitutes because that's insulting the prostitutes. This is something lower than anything that we can. This is the goyim. This is the goyim that the Zionists refer to. Entities, things that walk on feet, bipedals, that they have very little regard for, and call them this because they're nothing but matter to be utilized as they see fit. That's what we have for politicians today, a goyim. And this is one time where the word is appropriate, goyim. Now today I heard something. I actually heard something. I was surprised because the other day I was talking about the doctors in Canada having no balls. Ballless wonders, Got no testicles, you got no tits, nothing. They're just whatever. I'm speaking very salt of the earth today, so if you can't handle that, go find yourself another foo-foo channel. I don't care. Anyway, we are looking at these people or these things that have absolutely doctors. Supposedly these are the people that haven't cured fuck all for 60 years, nothing. They haven't cured anything. And why haven't they cured anything? They can. They've got all the data in the databases to cure every known ailment going on right now. And they know effing well that the ailments are coming from epigenetic factors. They know this. And instead of forming a lobbying group to bend the government to regulate these industries from killing mankind, they just go along with it because they're going to make money. You are going to go to a doctor. You're going to feel a boo-boo. Oh, I got a boo-boo. Oh, so you run to the doctor. And the doctor says, oh, you got a boo-boo. Yeah, it hurts. Can you do something? Well, yeah, I'll give you these pills. That's all the medical field is good for. Another bunch of goyim. really. Manipulated by the Zionist movements and other movements, Illuminati movements, and the Kabbalistic movements. This way everybody won't think I'm being biased or prejudiced against Zionists because, or against Illuminati, or against all of them, the Kabbalists, the Great Cabal, the Dark Side. They haven't cured anything, nothing. I have seen cures from every angle of health imaginable, from cancers, autoimmune disorders, viral disorders, STD disorders. People, things that they have said in the medical field that are incurable can be cured. I was talking to somebody today, that they were curing cancer back in 1902. They were using four things. They're using vinegar, they're using cream of tartar, they're using baking soda, and they're using nitric oxide or arginine or ornithine or some form of nitric oxide. And they were curing cancer. Now, what? I mean, seriously, 1902. You think with all the sophistication we have today, with all the machinations that we have going on today, with all this quantum computing that we have today, that these quantum computers should be able to figure out a simple little cure for cancer. And yet, here we are today, still blasting people with radiation for no reason, microwaving the shit out of everybody, chemically castrating them with more chemicals, and if they live 5 years, that's considered a success. This is such a disgrace. I have seen people cured of cancer with just the remedies I have given them and a change of diet and avoidance of toxins, and they're still alive today where the doctors have written them off. Now, how is it that a guy like me, a guy who knows some stuff, a simple little guy, can do these things that seem miraculous, and in a way they are miraculous, because, I mean, this is the wisdom of God that I'm using, nothing else, really. Things that God has put on this planet, if you use correctly, you can cure anything. And if I can do this, and you know what's other interesting, too, is a lot of this information I have researched and read came from a database from the medical field. They've had cures since the King's Dispensary way back in the early 1900s, and yet today they can't cure sweet F.A.? Are you kidding me? Imagine that. All this sophistication, all this education, all this money, and they can't cure sweet F.A. Wow. Doesn't that make you wonder, all these pills you've been popping, all these drugs that you've been taking? And you wouldn't need to take one fucking drug if they actually did their job correctly. But instead, oh no, they sit there, worried about their license. Sit there while people are dying of these fucking masks and of all the pneumonia that this is causing and the cancers that this is propagating and causing all these immune disorders to happen, stroke and heart attack, and all the other side effects that come with wearing the mask, and yet not one frickin' doctor in this country is saying anything about it, being verbal. I have from day one when this came out, I have said this was a fraud. I said this was fake, and I said this was bullshit, and I never wavered on that statement, ever. I even showed and expressed that this was nano and nano delivery and nano contrivance. And yet, doctors 3 or 4 weeks later started saying the same thing in other parts of the planet. They too did their research and seeing that this was just unbelievable that this was going on. Now today I have to say, I have to eat a little crow. There is now at least one doctor in Canada or that has spoken out in Canada about the fallacy and the fakery of this so-called corona, the boogeyman corona, which is now called the boogeyman of COVID. The COVID boogeyman is coming now. It's mutated. Ooh. More bullshit. And you know what gets me more? I'll tell you what gets me really more. Canadians. Canadians were supposed to be so educated. Canadians are supposed to be so sophisticated. Canadians who have been so-called enlightened, yet can't see past their nose, can't see past their cell phone, can't see shit. All this education and they turned out to be the dumbest dumbasses that ever walked on 2 feet. Got all these degrees, all this certification, yet cannot see the obvious. have been programmed so badly to believe in any authority that comes along that has a documentation that they've never questioned sweet F.A. This is unbelievable that we have produced a generation of dimwits, halfwits, dumb asses. A jackass has more brains than these people coming out of university today. They look sophisticated, they dress in their little white coat, and they have their little stethoscope, or they have their little computer, and they have their little iPad, they have their little, you know, marker that they tab the computers and cell phones, and yet they are as dumb as they come. Can't see the forest for the trees. And how is it that there's such, even as a generational gap, people from my era of time, I shouldn't say my era, sorry, it's not my era. The era of time that I come from, the people that were educated, some are still awake. Some are still saying, what the F is going on? And some are, they've been dulled. The light bulb is on, the power is on, but the light bulb ain't shining. I haven't figured that one out yet either. Could be because of the medications the doctors put them on to make them stupid, you know. And, you know, why aren't doctors sued for murder, attempted murder, premeditated murder? Isn't this what they're doing? Isn't this a form of premeditated murder when they prescribe a drug that has over 30 or 40 or 100 side effects, and some of the side effects is death? And yet, the medical field, the American Medical Association, the Canadian Medical Association, are nothing but an organized crime syndicate that holds the doctors, has the hanging sword of Damocles over the doctors' heads, that if they don't comply, kiss their ass the way they want them to kiss, and say the things they want to say, and do the things they want, they lose their license. Why hasn't there been a movement against the CMA? Why hasn't there been a movement against the American Medical Association? Why? What? I mean, this is murder on the first degree, second degree, and third degree, you know. And yet not one doctor is taken to court for murder. Imagine that. Imagine that, eh? But today, I got to say, I finally found some gleam of satisfaction. I wouldn't say hope, satisfaction. That one doctor, at least one doctor, had the testicular fortitude to stand up today and call this what it was, bullshit. Now, he did it in a very eloquent way. I can be eloquent, but you know, I find it to be extremely exhausting. Because when you are eloquent, nobody really pays attention to you. I heard what this man had said. I understood what this man had said. But I don't think the parliament that he was standing before to discuss, or that he radio in on to discuss, actually gave a shit what he had to say, because he was too eloquent. Too eloquent. He should have dropped a couple of F-bombs. He should have, you know, salted the earth. And I don't know why Canadians aren't pissed off. There's a video on Twitter, whatever. Germany. Now, the Germans have balls. I got to tell you, the Germans have balls. They came out marching, and the government, I mean, the freaking government, you know, I hate government. I hate all governments. I think every effing government is nothing but a tool of Satan. That's what I really do believe. I don't think they are worth our vote. They're not worth our respect, and they're not worth our support. When a government is going to set up its own military against its own people, what the F does that say about the government? They're whores. They're prostitutes. Give them a little money and they'll turn on their own kind. They have lost all moral, ethical, spiritual, and social value. You know, the Bible says, love God with your whole heart, strength, and might. And right after it says, love your neighbor as yourself. And yet, I don't see any of these political leaders doing either one. If you're in an office of power like this, you are there to serve the public. You are there to make sure that the government, that the country is running smoothly. You are managing the resources of the country, and yet you are turning those resources against the very people that voted for you? Are you seriously kidding me? That government should be removed, jailed, and hung, along with their families. Throw the whole lot in there, just like they used to do in the old days. Why not? Back in the old days, I'll tell you something, that was a merciful thing to do, because that protected and preserved the viability of the people of that country. It's a sad state of affairs we're living in today, when we got a chancellor in Germany blasting water in again water cannons against their own people for a march, a protest, a peaceful protest at that. And yet it's the military-industrial complex in Germany that assaulted these people for no cause. What would you call that? I would call it attempted murder. That's what I call it. Attempted murder. Now, in Ontario, I put something up, and I put it up in the Skype too, and it's a plausible statement. Another one of these plausible statements you really can't validate or verify. And if any media person wants to shoot this down, they can go F themselves. Because every time they shoot something down like this, the plausibility is extremely high. And things start to happen. They're talking now about putting us in a lockdown in Canada. Now, okay, this is for Canadians, specifically for Canadians. And if you listen to this program, please share this with your fellow Canadian. Because we need to scare the shit out of these people so they wake up and snap out of this hypnosis. But this is a plausibility statement, not a validated statement. So this is something that is very, very, very plausible. They're talking about shutting us down by December 2nd, keeping us shut down by June of 2021. And they're going to be moving the military into the major hubs and cities in Canada. And they've been told to shoot and target Canadians. Anybody that's been opposing the mask, anybody that's been opposing the vaccine, they're to be taken out, first ones. So I'm on that list. You know, today is a good day to die. That's my attitude on that one. Because if I die, I'm going home. Fuck this place. Ain't nothing here. Period. So there's nothing here at this stage of life where we can say, oh, we have a good life. We've never had a good life. We've had a good illusion. We've had a good hologram that we've been marching to, believing that this is living. This is where it all got us to, because we weren't paying attention. That these underground forces have subverted our societies. There, I spoke eloquently, and then I didn't use an F-bomb. There you go. Hopefully everybody understood that. Probably someone read, what did you say when you meant this? I'll put it to you this way so I don't get the email. We got effed up by people that were hitting in the shadows, waiting for the moment to screw everything over. Now you got it. See, now I spoke eloquently and I spoke in a salt of the earth fashion. We need to understand this is a plausible thing, and it will be in the, I believe it will be in the link as well. I also, I posted some new stuff in the Wimkin. So far, it's still been up. I also want to talk about Costco. Costco. Everybody shops at Costco. You know what pisses me off about Costco? I'll tell you what really pisses me off about Costco, because you're going to hear it anyway, and I don't care. I pay for a membership to go into this freaking store. And now this freaking store is going to regulate what I can do by going into their store. Now, as long as I'm not stealing anything or doing anything, just, you know, enjoying membership privileges, as a member, I should be able to go into the store with or without a mask to do my shopping. But now Costco is breaking the law by overstepping its boundaries by boycotting the exemptions. They're not going to accept the exemptions when you go to Costco anymore. Now you have to wear some kind of shield, even a face shield. This is bullshit. This is really bullshit. And I think if you are a shopper at Costco, start boycotting Costco. I'll tell you something about Costco. The only thing that they had, sometimes they have some specialty things that maybe Superstore doesn't carry, or Metro, or whatever, or Save On, or whatever you have in your locale that they carry. But their prices are not that much better. there you save a little bit, but you spend a lot more because you're buying the bulk. So you really don't come out any further ahead. Whereas if you go to a superstore or Metro or Save-On or whatever else is out there in Canada, you only buy what you need, so you can save money that way. And over a period of the same time, it works out to almost the same. So they're now overstepping their boundaries by saying that the exemptions are not going to be accepted anymore. You know what? They can kiss my Mediterranean backside. If we are paying for the membership to go into these stores, then they have no business making any kind of regulation without first considering the membership. And they're breaking the mandate. They're violating the mandate with this, because the mandate does specify that people can have exemptions. And if they do, you can't really keep them out. Now, this is what's going on in old Canada. Now let's get down to Manitoba. Old Manitoba. You know, today I'm talking a lot about Canada. Just to give everybody a glimpse of what's going on in Canada. The Manitoba Premier is violating the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Manitoba with these lockdowns and all the things that they're doing and how they're going about it. Now, this is in Manitoba. Everybody wants to point to Russia because they're a communist country. Those freaking Russians are communists. Oh, they're evil communists and more communists. And everyone wants to knock the Russians. Meanwhile, in Canada, we're heading toward a technocracy that's going to make communism feel like a capitalistic society. And we're just sitting there. Some of us are doing things. Some of us are protesting. Some of us are talking to people. Some of us are trying to make changes. But I think this is really going to boil down to getting into a court of law and doing whatever. Provided that the other thing I say, the plausibility of the statement is there, isn't accurate. See, the thing is, all these lawsuits are only viable as long as the system that we're in today still exists. Because right now, Canada is violating the Charter of Rights, it's violating constitutional law, and we got a little Hitler in power right now, okay, changing the direction of Canada because the UN puppets have got him by the short and curlies. You know, they paid him off. Silly Billy came to see Mr. Trudeau, and afterwards, shortly thereafter, Mr. Trudeau had a $1.2 million inheritance that he got from a family member. Imagine that. How coincidental can that be? I don't know. It's possible, you know, but I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't believe in, you know, chance either. Especially when it comes to a politician. I have lost all faith in politics a long time ago. I got to tell you, I grew out of that by the time I was 18. I saw the bullshit by the time I was 16. And I absolutely lost all faith in the media. The media is a cancer. Watching TV is equivalent to getting brain cancer. Because all it does is poison you. And see, our bodies are wonderfully made. I gotta say, our bodies are wonderfully made. God said He made us wonderfully. He made us wonderfully made, and we can take a lot of shit. We can absorb a lot of shit, and we can deal with a lot of shit. That's just how God made our systems. But there comes a point in the system where it can get overloaded, and once it gets overloaded, then it starts to putrefy. It starts to die. It starts to rot from the inside out. It starts to go. And when you're hearing the media spew out its poison, spew out its bullshit, spew out its game, spew out its narrative, its paradigm, its deception, its weaving and maneuvering and manipulating people with whatever, and they never told us the truth ever. Even in today's time, they do not tell us the truth. They give us a truism, something that has a slight element of truth in it, but it's mostly bullshit. But it's believable enough that you would accept it. That's what the media does. That's what it is. That's what it's always been. It's been a weapon, and not a marketing weapon, but a weapon of the military-industrial complex to get people into a state of seduction whereby you can now control them just with their thoughts. You can subdue them just with what you pump into them. This is what's, and this has happened. This is, I mean, look at Canada. Look at old Canada. Old Canada. Oh. My God. Talking to a buddy of mine, you know, and talking about all the veterans that had died for this country, believing that they were actually setting the world free from a dictatorship, from a socialistic dictatorship that was going on in Europe at the time. And I said to my buddy, I said, you know, if they were alive today, they'd shake their head. This is what they fought for? This is what they fought, died for? You know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. If we all knew then what we know now, the manipulations and the machinations of all these wars, and you know what? It hasn't stopped. It isn't going to stop. The reason why it's not going to stop, I'll tell you why it's not going to stop, because you have a little box in your front room, and you got your little munchies, your cheese whizzes, cheese Cheetos, and your potato chips, and your genetically modified popcorn, and your soy-based nuts and seeds that you're eating. And you have your little beer, which is giving you, you know, man boobs and a swaggle in your walk. And you got woman's hips now, and you lost your willy, and you're just sitting there, a husk of a man or a woman. The woman, same thing. Woman, you know, you're just you've mutated as well in your own way with the stuff that you're eating. Watching your soap operas, watching your sports, watching your news, watching whatever. And you've accepted this as the Canadian way of life. Sit there and being entertained by bullshit. Being programmed by the military industrial complex, number one weapon of mass destruction. A nuclear bomb could not destroy and devastate a country more than the media. The media is like a cancer that, if it's not unplugged, will destroy generations of families, because that thing will program every generation. I was watching I was going through something here. It was back in the 1950s, 56 or something, and they were talking about the progress that we were going to make. Now, when you read this script and when you hear this script, and this is back, you got to remember, this is back in 1956, they're talking. You'd swear to God that they had a time machine, because everything they said manifested. Even the diseases that they talked about in there said it would come from Asia, because everyone was not going to be able to travel all over the world, whereas before, a disease that was in a country would stay within the borders of the country, because nobody was going to the country except the people that lived there. So obviously the disease would then be contained and wiped out or take over whatever was in the country. They said that the diseases would come from Asia. Talk about predictive planning. Talk about setting things up so that they could tell you the narrative and then create the narrative. Imagine that, you know. So they're talking about machines that you could type and transmit through the world and everything else and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, okay, here we are. How would they know this to the detail that they knew it? How would they know this? See, the only way they would know the details of this magnitude and this refinement is because it's been done before. They already got the script. It's already happened. And they've been perpetrating this script on every continent, on every generation, on every society. As a result, nothing has changed. Nothing. It's been the same thing over and over. The cycle has been repeating itself over and over. The only difference is now, the biggest difference that I see today is that today more people have woken up to it. Now, this, and the numbers may, percentage-wise, may have been the same historically. But the other big change I see, like I said, the main thing I see as a big change is Jesus, to be honest with you. If he never had come along, a lot of us, like myself today, wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. You know, everything that I'm doing today, I can actually attribute to the moment I met Christ. I shouldn't say that either. That's kind of wrong. The moment that Christ found me is the day everything changed. You know, the day everything changed. Because that was the fulcrum point. That was the point of redirect. I was going to hell in a handbasket, and all of a sudden he came along and pulled me out of that. So now here I am in the direction I'm going in, telling the world that what's going on. I mean, if someone had told me 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I'd be doing radio, I'd have thought you're crazy. You know, you think I got a salt of the earth speech now. You should have heard me 30, 40 years ago. This is toned. This is mellow by comparison. You know, should have seen me when I was driving truck. I was shattering windows. Nothing really to be proud of, but looking back now, it seems a little funny. But anyhow, but I can say that without a question in my mind, that has been a changing element in the world today. If he had never come, we would have already been toast. This planet would have already been fried. It wouldn't have mattered what everything, was there before. Whatever was there before died. Every system, every society, every civilization that came before that died. The only thing that has been prevalent is that every time you had a Christian country, and I'm using the word Christian very loosely today. Let me put it this way. Every country that had faith in Jesus evolved. And evolved exponentially. Now, I'm not talking Catholic, and I'm not talking Protestant. I'm talking people who had faith. They were the shakers and changers. They made the changes in everything. In everything. And that translocated to other people and other. Once somebody saw that somebody could make a change, they did. Look at Martin Luther King. Look what Martin Luther King accomplished. Now, some say he was part of the MKUltra movement. I mean, that's possible. He might have been. But nonetheless, look at the changes he made. Look at the effect he had. One man, the effect that he had. I can also refer to Mahatma Gandhi. You know, he also was one man that made a great change. And he too had a deep abiding belief in God. Seems to me that's the factor. And I've often said this many a time. If God is not the center of the equation, guess what? We have got sweet F.A. We got nothing. And we can see what's happening when we have a godless government. This is what we got. We have a godless government running the planet right now. And look where it's taking us. Putting a small minutia of a virus. Putting the fear of a virus to such a level of paranoia and xenophobia in our societies today that now nobody can think. Nobody can think. You know, it's amazing to me that, and see, this reflects people who are godless. Nobody would do this to their own society. Nobody, in the name of bullshit, you know, we're going to protect you. I didn't ask for your protection. I didn't ask for you to represent me in my health issues or personal issues that I can decide for myself. If I want to wear a mask or if I don't want to wear a mask. If I die, c'est la vie. And now there's nothing being spread, because if their spread was as bad as they say it is, why in the world are we not seeing people dying? Why are we not seeing people dropping dead? Why? I put on here, it's in the Wimkin as well. If you go in the Wimkin, you will see how I made a comment about how we should have the same social distancing and the same thing going on that China's got going on right now. Do you know that in China, they got them lined up, no social distancing. They're going to soccer games. The athletes are not wearing any masks. Nobody's wearing any masks. They're not even wearing T-shirts. Some of them wearing shorts. Some of them, I don't know if they're wearing anything. But they are at a game, and the stadium is packed. Whoa, Corona. Apparently they're not afraid of the boogeyman. They're going to watch a soccer game. Woo! Talk about getting bullshitted. Anyway, I wanted to point this out that, you know, some of the things going on in Canada. I also got on here today in the pod, you'll see, that they got the clinical trials of these, of the Corona or the COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine would be the correct way of using the terminology, because COVID is a vaccine identifier, not a virus. Like so many people are out there coming out and say, oh, the Corona, COVID. You know, this bullshit. When you see this, they're using a nanoliposome delivery method. That is lethal as hell. See, if you understand the nature of liposomes are fat molecules that surround or encompass a material that you want delivered to bypass the digestive system and get into the liver, which then can get into the brain, because the liver and the brain have a direct access and communication with each other. And when we're looking at this, and you're putting components in that can alter irreversibly, a genetic reorientation of the person's body or brain, this is designed to go into the brain and turn it off. And this is designed to go into your genetic code and your DNA to turn it off or to accentuate something there. This is designed to go into your endocrine system and to turn it off. You have now officially become a goyim. Now you have no life. All you are is a piece of material to be constructed and built any way they want. So when you read this, be alarmed. Be very alarmed. Be very scared. Be very, very aware that this is a game changer like you've never seen before. And the interesting thing about this is it hasn't been tested. You will now be the test. You will now be the guinea pig. You will now be the one that they will disorient and turn you into a goyim. This is what this is about. The Noahide laws are going to be there, so they have to have Noahide laws for the goyim. See, this is how that works. This is how that works, you know. And I'm hitting this hard today, and you know what? And if anyone says to me that I'm anti-Semitic, let me remind you once again, I am Semitic. So, I'm not from Israel. That's the only difference. You know, there are Semitic people from all over the world who have the Semitic background. Doesn't mean we believe that in the Noahide, nor do we believe in what's going on today. Remember that. So don't come to me and tell me don't give me your opinion about being anti-Semitic, because opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. And I might even call you an asshole, just so you know. All right, another thing I want to mention here is Silly Billy. Silly Billy is at it again with his disinformation. You know, I don't know why they use him. He has no credibility. Nothing. But see, when he's talking, he has these hand gestures that he does, and I think he's signaling to all the governors and all the premiers and all the mayors that he's bought out. This is what I think. I think he's signaling all the health ministers when he does his little talks about what's going on, you know, what they're to do next. I think this is all code. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm reading too much into this. But you ever notice how this guy talks? Those are all hand signals, all hand gestures, you know. Like I said, and he's a lousy advocate, I got to tell you. I mean, here's a guy who can't even make a decent operating system work correctly. He has no background, really, in anything other than bullshit. And he gives medical advice. Now, wouldn't this be equivalent to practicing medicine without a license? It just makes me wonder. Who gives this guy the authority to come out there and talk about going back to normal? Everyone's got to get vaccinated. Who is he again? What degrees does he have? I mean, it wouldn't matter if he had a degree, because he wouldn't know what he's talking about anyway. I mean, this is one of those guys that would get a piece of paper, and it's just something he bought to have that entitlement. He doesn't even have the entitlement. Imagine that. So here we are. You know, him out there, you know, with his bullshit. So the guy who wrote the article, a Business Insider, obviously he got his palm greased by Silly Billy. Silly Billy gave, see, Silly Billy's got money. If he didn't have any money, nobody listened to him. That's the truth. If I was a millionaire or billionaire today, everybody would be kissing my backside because I'm a billionaire. Because everybody recognizes that being a billionaire is equivalent to being successful and being of some sort of prevalence or importance in the system. Just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you're of any importance or any prevalence in the system. It just means you know how to make money. You know how to rip off countries. You know how to rip off people. You know how to swindle people. Because you're not going to become a billionaire by being an honest, nice guy. Not in our world today. That isn't going to happen. And if you think so, you're deluded. Perhaps you should share that cannabis with me so I can see your delusion. Just a thought. Then I get something else today. Another thing in Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. How far you've fallen, God Almighty. Windsor students' entire class sent home over a flu. They call COVID. Talk about a misdiagnose. This will further perpetuate the fakery and again remove privileges in Essex County. The bullshit never ends. The bullshit never ends. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. Just amazing how we are in this. Again, this is all it takes. Having a regular flu would send everybody home. And now the Ministry of Health is going to say, well, once the rest of the numbers have gone up, we have to shut down the schools. We're going to have to lock you down. Oh, this is terrible. And I wonder, who did the examination on this, on these students to validate that they actually had something? Maybe had a couple of students might have had a flu. Maybe they had a Hong Kong flu, Chinese flu. Well, it's all coming from Asia, so flu. You know. Imagine that. This is what we're dealing with today. And I did get something as well from my email. Let me see if I can find it. Might have put it on the Wimpin site. Let me see here. We gotta find this here. Okay, let me read this. This is on the Wimkins site. It's Axel Zimmerman wrote this. Let me see if I can load this up. Give me 1 second. It says, oh, here we go. Let me see here if I can do it this way. Okay, it says, I've been holding on this for weeks. Now, again, this is plausible. Now, whether this is validated or not, I really don't know. This is where we'll have to dig in and see if there's any validity to it. But the plausibility of it is very, very possible. Like 99.9% possible. My wife works within the Liberal Party of Canada and need to speak out at this time or I won't be able to live with myself. This is what this person wrote. On and around December 2nd, the entire country will receive an emergency broadcast message regarding military deployment in all metro centers within Canada. A 24-hour curfew will begin and will last until June 15th, 2021. A 24-hour curfew. During this time, you will not be able to leave your home unless the reason is an emergency. Local police will have checkpoints set up where they expect considerable civil disobedience. If you and your family need food, it's a good idea to buy it immediately as the emergency orders will not allow you to go out for supplies. The only thing that will be open will be hospitals, police, critical infrastructure such as water treatment and utilities. Once the military is set up on the streets of Canadian cities, they will be given order to engage. Now, pay attention to this. Once military is set up on the streets of Canadian cities, they will be given orders to engage all citizens as a threat. Now, what the F is that? Mobile containment transport will buses will detain citizens to COVID-19 isolation units, which means you ain't coming back, where they will be monitored for the virus. Once you're in those units, you ain't coming back. You're gone. You can grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye. That's the way that's going to roll. Orders have been given to move swiftly on anti-mask individuals and those resisting lockdown orders. During the Christmas period, a breakdown of society will begin due to starvation as well as degrading mental health situations. Canadian forces have been instructed to use deadly force on those endangering the military personnel at this time. Trudeau will address Canadians on the next steps. This, because I say it's plausible, and I'll tell you why. Because everything that we're seeing so far has been a direct violation of the Charter of Rights. We have seen the premiers enact bills without any due process of Parliament. We have seen the Parliament acting on bills and making bullshit stuff. And there's been absolutely no evidence to validate there is a need for all that's going on. So when you see things like this, this means they're transitioning our government to become part of a global dictatorship. We're heading toward technocracy. And this is all very plausible. So if you hear anybody on the media saying that they don't believe this, you can tell them the FRO. And all I'm going to tell you is, I don't have any facts to back this up. And I'm telling you straight out, I cannot validate this. I can say, though, without any question, the plausibilities of this can actually happen. Yeah, anybody who thinks that because we have rule of law in this country that this can't happen is deluded. Rule of law only applies when the system that we have is intact and operating as is meant to be operating. But when you get parliamentarians and you get leaders and premiers making rules and regulations just like that, passing bills just like that, no readings, no nothing, we don't even know what they're reading. We don't even know what they're passing. And to be honest with you, when I see stuff like this where the soldiers are going to turn on their own citizens, this is implying very strongly they're probably going to be bringing in UN forces. I can't see Canadian soldiers doing this. I mean, I've heard one soldier said he would. If he was ordered to do something, he would follow his orders. I'm thinking to myself, something is wrong with this guy. To shoot on your own citizenry? Something's wrong. And all this is going to bring on in Canada's anarchy. We did not give up our guns, not everybody. And those that have them will use them. They will defend themselves. This is just human nature. It's not that I'm saying we're going to start a civil war. I'm just saying if this does come true and this does happen, there will be gunfire. And this is going to get bloody. This will get bloody. You know, I'm not going to hold your hand. I'm not going to blow sunshine up your ass. I'm going to tell you straight out. I've been saying this forever. Prep, get ready, stock your food, stock your stuff. Have at least two pairs of shoes. Adequate socks. Razor blades, whatever you use to take care of yourself. Make sure you have that in abundance. Order extra now, keep it on hand. Even if you order extra now, some of these things will not go bad. You know, start buying, like I said, canned tuna, water, salt, and fish, corned beef, mutton in a can. You know, make sure there's no soy in it. Make sure there's no sodium silica aluminate in it. Make sure there's no other ingredient in it other than just water, salt, and fish. If you're buying MREs and all this other shit, make sure there's no sodium aluminate in it. Some of these survival foods that are out there today are geared to poison you in your own homes, wherever you are, because this stuff is accumulative. You cannot get silver. If you get a silica aluminate component in you, this is what they're called zeolite. This shit just binds to you. And will accumulate and will assemble. That silica in the body will assemble just like any other nanoparticle. Like I said, you got to start using your head. The way they've got this is double jeopardy. If you're going to be prepping and you're going to be stockpiling things, grain and wheat you don't really want to eat, but you may want to use it for trade and bartering because people will trade all their gold rings. They'll even trade their children for a loaf of bread. Because they have become morally deprived, so spiritually bankrupt. That's what it is, spiritual bankruptcy. So, and they will give whatever. So if you got pasta, you got rice, you got bread, keep it on hand for bartering. Don't eat it. They'll come in handy. There will be people that will eat anything no matter what. And you can explain to them that the cows come home, that this stuff is dangerous. But they will still buy it. They'll still want to consume it. They got to have it. Because the grains and the breads are the most addictive foods on the planet because they made them addictive. If you haven't quit eating the breads and the grains, now's a good time to start. You know, start storing fat, butter fat, lard, tallow, lanolin, you know, any kind of heavy saturated fats, keep them around. They will have your vitamin D and your vitamin A. Do not keep any omega-3s around. They're useless. They'll just cause more oxidative damage for you. The only other fats you might want to keep might be some omega-6 and some 9, and use those sparingly or mix them. You know, or use them for cooking if you got to cook something with heat. Start using things like vitamin E, essential oil, rosemary. Start saving, again, essential oils. You know, the ones you want are of the peppermint family. You want those of the, cinnamon, cardamom, nutmeg. Those as well, because they're very powerful antiviral agents. You want to keep minerals around like zinc, copper, manganese, selenium, iodine, boron or borax. You know, you want to keep these around. Calcium you can get from eggshells, eggs. If you know how to dehydrate eggs, now is a good time to get going on that. If you're buying egg powder, make sure the egg powder doesn't have any shit in it. A lot of them do. A lot of them have the sodium aluminate, silica aluminate in it. Do not get those. That protein and that fat will bind with that metal and take it directly to your brain. So again, I'm giving you a big rundown here of what you need to do. The plausibility of this to happen is very highly probable. And when you hear me talk, you might be freaking out a little bit. You might be, you know, hoping that this doesn't happen. But better build your ark. If they're going to lock you down in your home for 24 hours, that means that's telling me that they've got Canadians so beat down, they got nothing. They're not going to fight. We'll see. I'm still putting a little hope that some of us will fight. Some of us will die. That's the way it goes. We're not meant to live on this shithole forever anyway. And if we're going to a better place anyhow, that's what we believe, that we're going to a better place anyhow. And if we're believing what Jesus said, that he's the way to the Father. My house are many mansions, and we're going for a visit. Well, leaving this place may not be such a bad idea. Now we go is another thing. But anyway, I'm not advocating suicide or anything, just to let you know on that too. But, you know, either way, we don't lose. If we accept this, we're done. That's this way. Then you're just done. Again, this is a concept I'm telling. This is why I always tell you, everybody, you know, at the end of my shows, read the Gospels. This is where you're going to find your hope. Read the Gospels. You know, there's nothing in this shithole that we're living on today that is worth hanging on to. Nothing. It's all going to rot. It's all going to die. It's all going to decompose. We are all going to die one day. We're going to rot. We're going to decompose. That's the highlight of this life. No matter what you've got, I don't care if you got millions, I don't care if you got billions, I don't care if you got mansions, I don't care if you got Bugattis, I don't care if you got Rolls Royces, I don't care what you've got, sooner or later that all rots, it all breaks down, it all decomposes, and goes right back to where it came from. Okay? So keep that in mind. Okay, as I always state near the end of the show, also there are people there on my pods. Go check them out. You got Brian 396, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got Shy, you got Ty in the West Coast, you got Yanni, you got me. Yeah, in Canada, help out any way you can financially. If you can't help financially, fine. Share the message. This message, I think, needs to be shared with every Canadian across this country. Whether or not this is provable, it's plausible. And if anybody says contrary to this, then they're the ones, then I would question where their loyalty lies. I really would. I would question where their loyalty lies. The last time we got a letter from somebody that says it came from the government, There was a medium, I shouldn't say medium, well, I mean, I guess that's an accurate thing, a medium on a network saying that he didn't believe it. He said, why people would believe this? Because they don't trust the media. Well, congratulations, Sherlock. Why should anybody trust any media? Media has never told us the truth ever. This is some new Johnny-come-lately media form that popped up. And I have to wonder how this popped up so quickly. It's almost like Alex Jones. Out of the blue, this comes in. And I'm wondering who's backing this up, really. So anyway, just I am suspect of any media, period. You know. And you should be too. You should even be suspect of this medium that I'm putting out there. Do the research. Validate or disprove it one way or the other. The onus is really up to you. All right, as I said it earlier, read the Gospels, see what Jesus had to say, follow it. I started looking at Revelations, I think 15 and 17 last night, and as per usual, I got bits and bots out of that, but anyway, I'll keep on reading. You should read those passages as well. Revelations, I think 13, 15, and 17 gives you a bit of an insight of what's coming down the pipe. And those people that believe in the rapture, I'm not sure, because they say by the fourth chapter, you know, you don't see the church. Yet, in the 17th chapter, or the later chapters, it says this system, the beast system, makes war against the saints and prevails. So much for the rapture. Some of them got through. Anyway, again, I just throw that out there just to get everybody thinking. You know, whatever you believe in that regard, that is your affair. But I'm just saying, either way, be ready. If it doesn't happen and you're not ready, you got caught with your knickers down. If it does happen and we're ready, that means we can say goodbye. And you know what? Good riddance. Let's go. I'll be the first to say, I'm glad it's here. You know, I'm glad it actually happened. But I'm not holding my breath. That's how I look at it. Be prepared either way. Alrighty, as well, I think I got everybody, didn't I? Yeah. I'm going to end the show with this. You know, as I always say, we are here by the grace of God. Remember that. You are here because God has allowed it. And for whatever reason, is allowing all this other crap to go on, too. Alright, till the next segment. To your health. We'll see you then.